This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Warner Brothers, the purveyor of everything from Looney Tunes cartoons to the latest Batman films, is cracking its vault wide open. Now, the studio's been slowly rolling out about 100 vintage films a year over the past 12 years. Now movie fans can browse just about all of the archives of Warner Brothers Pictures, MGM and RKO. You can find Greta Garbo's silent version of Anna Karenina, or something from the early days of Demi Moore's career. Not to compare Demi Moore and Greta Garbo. Joining us to talk about all these treasures is our film critic, Dessen Thompson. Dessen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
How many films are left for them to make public?
They've got 6,800.
My!
And they're rolling it out about 30 a year, so it'll go on beyond our lifespans. And that's not counting the cartoons and the TV shows that are coming, like Hawaiian Eye.
Hawaiian. How do I remember that? Da, 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 da,
yep.
da, da.
You see?
Hawaiian.
Just that little chord is what's going to help them make a buck.
By the way, you could peruse their archives at warnerarchive.com, all one word. You've been going through the list. What do you want to point out to us?
This is a fabulous thing to do, because not only can you click on the movies, but you get a little preview of what it looks like. Mm-hmm. It's going to be uneven quality, because they're straight from the vaults. Who knows what condition they're in, but they're mostly in good condition. I'm just amazed at some of the things I found, like The Big Circus with Victor Mature, which was sort of a low-rent, greatest show on Earth.
The okay show on Earth, yeah.
There's nothing as gay as a wonderful day at the Big Circus.
Is this Big Circus?
You guessed it. There's nothing as gay as a day at the Big Circus.
Well, I dare say I think there's a whole new audience that's available in the 2000s for them, don't they?
And it was made by Irwin Allen, who made the disaster movies of the 70s later on. Lots of these big-name people that you, in movies you haven't seen, that were sort of the second-tier movies, not necessarily saying they're bad movies, but they're just the other movies that didn't quite stay there in the pantheon. So this can sort of replicate what it used to be like to be around in the 40s, when people went to the movies 3, 4, 5 times a week.
All right, you've got another clip for us.
You're going to die in a chair at 11 o'clock tonight, not 1 minute before.
If I wanted to suicide myself in this dump, I would have had plenty of time in the last 2 years.
You had the time, all right. You just didn't have the guts.
Guts.
Guts, like Turkey. What's his name?
Oh, my.
Through the veins of both his wrists and quietly bled to death. And Frankie.
The state sentenced me to die in the electric chair. The state was in earnest, and the state can do its own dirty work.
Recognize that voice at all?
I recognize the voice. I don't know who it is.
Ben Gazzara.
Ben Gazzara. Okay, Ben Gazzara.
Also, Vincent Price and Rod Steiger in this. And Sammy Davis Jr. is one of the convicts. This is based on the true story of John Resco, who was condemned to the electric chair. Mm-hmm. At the last minute, he was saved by FDR. So, you know, there's lots of little treasures like this that you can pick up.
Tell us about some of the other names that we're going to encounter in these archives, if we take a look.
Everyone that you know is somewhere in there, from Mickey Rooney to Cary Grant. Jack Webb of Dragnet. He plays a tough marine drill instructor in a movie called The D.I.
I remember that film for some reason.
And there's another movie called The Three Comrades, which is the only screen credit that F. Scott Fitzgerald ever got as a screenwriter, despite years of working on Hollywood backlots.
A toast, gentlemen. To those of our comrades who are not here tonight, those to whom peace came sooner than to us, and to those same comrades of the French, Italians, English, and Americans, to the comrades living and dead of all men.
Well, what's been the most fun of going through this?
It's like going through your Hollywood's attic and finding all those crazy, quirky photos and family relics that you'd forgotten all about.
Now, to see them, DVDs, download, what do you do?
It's literally made to order. You call for it, and they literally press it for you and send it to you in a brown paper package, you know, sort of thing. Or you can have it sent to you digitally. So it really is almost your little trace of the archives for you.
Is there something that filmmakers of today can learn by watching these films when Hollywood, even though it was a factory, there was something to be said for the way in which they did business?
Absolutely. When you watch all these films, you know that it's from Warner Brothers, or you know it's from MGM, and there's this sense that it was sort of more magical because you recognize the way they photographed for Warner Brothers. that old sort of family, familiar feeling of Hollywood is gone, which comes from the factory kind of conditions.
Our film critic, Dessen Thompson. Dessen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you can get a glimpse inside the vault with video clips on our website, npr.org.